Well, good morning. It is the 8th of October, 2015, in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, United States of America, God's good planet Earth. Hi, this is your internet pastor, PJ, retired pastor, adjunct professor of philosophy, commentator of today's historic events. Let me start off the webcast by saying this right now. One of the guys that I worked with years ago in apologetics, a very dear friend of mine, I had to email him this morning and tell him to withdraw from contacting people in my family about something that he doesn't agree with them about. I don't know what the emails were that transpired, but let me say this about evangelicals that have lost their minds. Look, everybody in my family doesn't agree with me about what I agree with. I never intended them to agree with me. Everybody in my family that has my bloodline, I love them. I support them. I agree with them living and being happy and enjoying their lives. I believe that it is God's gift. I do not agree with crazy evangelicals. And if that's you, I'm just going to say this one time and I'm going to make it perfectly clear. If anyone from any church tries to contact anyone in my family about anything, then I have to become the revealer of all that I know about that person. And you don't want me to do that. Keep my family out of your evangelical trick bag. And let me say this publicly right now. I love my family members. I will never turn against them for any religious organization and any kind of Tommy Rod factory. My family works for whomever they want to work, and they are making decent money, earning a decent living. If you disagree with what they are and what they do, that's your problem. I just want to make that a public declaration. You know, back to this, I was looking at the news this morning, and that can lie wherever it needs to lie, because I'm serious about that, Bob. we need not have a discussion about it, because I'm not going to discuss anything with anybody unless I want to. You know, we live in a country where religious people, and I'm finding this out ever so often, religious people seem to think that it's a lack of logic, I'm trying to find the right words. I'm not trying to rush this cast this morning. But religious people that cannot be solidified in their foundation with God I don't understand this rabid hatred for other people, because other people don't adapt to your views. You see, and it is for that cause that many people will not even embrace anything that appears to be like Christianity. Because I'm telling you, these people have gone rabid, like they have the rabies, and they don't believe like I believe. Of course not. Why are we like that? I'll tell you why we're like that, because of the human stain. Humans are totally depraved. And even the ones that are closer in their religious beliefs are more crazy than the people that don't have religion. Because the religion is what drives them crazy. Now, let me make this perfectly clear. Everybody doesn't have to agree with what I agree with. As a matter of fact, if you don't agree that God is alive, you're either atheistic or agnostic. Look up the definitions yourselves. Those are the only two ideas that come against the idea of a theistic God. Everybody doesn't believe in a theistic God. If they do believe in God, they have defined him according to their definitions. I've looked closely into the definition of God. I don't try to force that down anybody's throat. I just give it and leave it. You know, the major influence in my life that has influenced me for many years. And I want you, those of you that have some kind of belief in God, to listen to me. The major influence in my life did not tell me to control anyone else's life. I don't know how to put that. because this same individual that I'm referring to has attacked many of my friends. And my friends have told me this crackpot keeps contacting me. Well, the crackpot is now trying to contact me. I hope he contacts me and I'll tell him something that that he needs to hear. Because, see, I'm not concerned about defending a religious clause. I've never been concerned about that. I've been concerned about revealing certain aspects of people that are lying, taking money from people under the guise of God. I've always done that. But I have never depended upon taking money or receiving money from anyone because of a kind of, how can I say it? There's this weird thing. Well, since you believe on what I believe in, then you just like me. No, because you're a crackpot. Because you don't know when to find out something to do with your life that has to do with defending that which is defendable. So define the parameters by discussing what a theist is and what an atheist or an agnostic is, and then come at me. When you try to do something and you're getting close to my family, I don't care for you too much. As a matter of fact, I don't care for you at all. And I think that that's a nice Christian way to do it. You know, it says, as much as lieth within you, live peaceably with all men. And when you come to my family, I'm losing the peace, tranquility with you. And you don't want that to happen. Now, no, and that's not a threat, that's a promise. I don't have any regard for you, especially as a theist, because if you're a theist, you love God and you love everybody, regardless of what their job is. Let me give you a good example. If I knew someone that worked in an abortion clinic, and that's the way they made their money, am I supposed to hate them because they're, in my opinion, I may think that they are taking the lives of innocent human beings. They may have a different take on it. They may view it far different from me. I didn't do it. I don't believe in abortion. I don't believe in those things. I believe in the preservation of life. Everybody doesn't believe in that. Just like those gardeners cutting the lawn of my neighbor across the street. I'm not going to tell them to cut that mower off because I hear it coming in through the Lucy Coleman studio window and it's messing up my cast. I love the gardeners that are cutting the lawn. They're doing it to make some money. I remember a day and age when the persons that own the houses cut their own lawns. But no, it's cheaper for us to give these guys a living. Now, do I think that these guys that are cutting these lawns are citizens of this country? I don't have the slightest idea. What do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to investigate whether they're citizens and call the INS or whoever you call to have them locked up. Is that why? No. No, I don't do that because I love them. And I want them to make a living too. And so if we're going to be the watchdogs of a society, there's a whole bunch of hound dogs in this country that need to be watched. And I have a suggestion for those of you that like to attack other people, especially you crazy ass evangelicals, because that's what I call you when you've gone nuts, when you've gone over the edge. And I've never gone over the edge. You listen to PJ. He's never gone over the edge. Everything that he says is backed up by facts, not fiction. Even when I argue with people in my family, my daughters, so to say, I don't argue with vehemence. I don't argue with anger to them. I said, oh, you don't see that? And then they say, Daddy, I don't want to talk about it. I don't talk about it. Why should I talk about it with them? See, everybody's not where you are. Let me talk to you so-called Christians out there, you, because that's what this website is about. This website is about talking about life right now. And you know, PJ don't back off from nothing and nobody. He's not afraid of dying. He's not afraid of death. And I ain't talking like a terrorist. I'm talking about don't threaten me, because I cannot wait to leave this planet. It's a wonderful thing to do. The thoughts of me leaving is wonderful. I just read in the news right here that a famous singer died. And down in the boondocks, Billy Joe, whatever his name is. And I said, oh, my good. I remember that song. When Down in the Boondocks first came out, I thought that the person singing it was a woman because he had this high-pitched voice. Well, he died today, and he was 73, about a year or so older than me. And I found that very, very interesting. Yeah, Billy Joe Royal. And so when I went to that on CNN website, let me play that song for you. Listen, do you remember this? Listen to this. Down in the Boondocks, 1980. I thought this was a woman. Listen. October 1965. I was in the Army in 1965. I remember I was drafted in the U.S. Army when this record came out, and the soldiers would say, "John, it's a man." I said, "That's not a man, that's a woman." But that was Billy Joe Royal in 1965. Now, this was before, check it out, before I became a Christian when I heard this record. Thanks, Billy Joe, and thank you for your contribution to my mind and my memory, because that's what it's all about. Now, am I judging Billy Joe? Do I know where he is going to spend eternity, if he spends eternity anywhere? No, I don't know. Does it matter to me? I think that was a nice record. He's down in the boondocks. He was looking for his sweetheart, and I don't know whether he ever found her. I don't know anything about his life, but I know that he is a contemporary of mine, and he is now gone. I envy his predicament. It was a wonderful life. I hope he had it. But that's it. I don't judge him. And I think that when people judge other people, I think that they should think about one person that they should judge, and it is themselves. They should take a very close look at their lives and make sure that their lives reach the standard that they have purpose to. Everybody doesn't have the same purpose. But I just thought that I'd weigh in like that this morning. And if you're listening, Bob, take note, man. Take note. I don't appreciate it. I don't appreciate anyone contacting anyone in my family by email or anything, unless you contact me first. And if you have something to say to them in a negative cause, remember, we have spoken before, and I know of negative causes too. See what I mean? And that's not a threat, that's a promise. Hey, this is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio saying, whatever you do, listen here, evangelical, listen. Because I'm just talking, and I don't threaten anybody with physical force or anything like that. That is not what is implied in that statement. What is implied in that statement is that, let me try to use a biblical reference. Instead of you looking at the mote in your brother's eye, look at the beam that is in your own. Wait a minute. There's another statement that is out. It says, never throw stones at glass houses, because you know your life can be shattered too. My life has been shattered so much by evangelicals that I'm used to the poison that they put out. Because you see, if they don't get you on their team, they have to eliminate you. And so I just want to tell you that when it comes to me, you can do anything you want to do to me, but when you try to attack some of my family members, they're not me, they're my offspring. And the only people that I suspect can do something like that would be like CIA or something. People like that that want to put a bomb down my chimney and just destroy my heritage. Well, that's very easy to do. But let that go wherever it's supposed to go. And I'm glad that many of you came to my website and that you're finding it very interesting. I am too. 14 minutes, 15 minutes into a webcast? Billy Joe, take us out.